You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Halloween is just a couple weeks away. We'll talk to a film critic about the scariest movies of all time.
But first,
we recently learned that America's high school graduation rate went up to 83%, which is the highest on record. That's good news. More African American and Latino students are graduating than ever before.
That was President Obama announcing new federal data on high school graduation rates in the U.S. Wisconsin comes in sixth in the nation with an overall graduation rate of 88.4%. But the state is number one in the widest graduation rate gap between white and black students.
Erin Richards joins us with the details. She's the education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Erin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it sounds like good news at first, a good, solid overall graduation rate, sixth in the nation. But then there's this racial graduation gap. How big a gap are we talking about?
It's wide, and it's concerning. And it's not the first time this has happened. Wisconsin ranks the lowest or among the lowest of states in the country on a variety of measures that look at the gap between where white, mostly middle-class students score and where black students score, most of whom are low income. But this is pretty stark. I mean, this was a big news item yesterday with the president touting the increase overall in the U.S. graduation rate. But when you take the numbers and you tease out where white students are in Wisconsin compared to black students, you end up with the number one widest gap in the country.
And do we know why the gap is so big here in the state?
You know, there's a lot of different reasons. I mean, we clearly have a large concentration of poverty in the state's largest school district in Milwaukee. Historically, there have been a lot of conditions that have made it very hard for black children and black adults to get ahead in this city. There's a combination of forces that happen among everything from home life and home support to, reforms in the schools themselves. I was talking to a school board member yesterday about the conditions in Milwaukee, and there's a lot of attention on, the absence of fathers and role models for young black men. When you look at the graduation rate for black students in Milwaukee, it's 10 percentage points lower for black males than it is for black females. So you certainly see, gaps within the gaps as well.
We've had alarms sounded on racial achievement gaps in schools a lot over the last couple of years. Do we see a change over time in this graduation gap? Are we getting a little better, or do we know that?
Well, the problem, at least for Milwaukee, when I was spending some time yesterday with the test scores, was that, the district's black student graduation rate has been trending downward for the past 5 years, and I was really trying to understand why that was happening. The new superintendent, newer superintendent, I should say, Darian Driver, is very focused on this issue, but I wasn't able to get a good explanation for why, given a variety of other factors, including looking at things like the five-year graduation rate, which is still down a little bit in MPS over the more recent years. And there just isn't a good reason why yet. When I talked to the state superintendent yesterday, Tony Evers, he said, I think that it's in part because there aren't that many students in Milwaukee that are participating in rigorous summer programming. So that's cutting off 3 months of the year where in a lot of other cities, even like Green Bay, there's twice as many public school children that participate in summer programming than there are in Milwaukee, and Green Bay is a much smaller city. So Tony Evers is advocating asking the state legislature to give Milwaukee more flexibility to start school earlier in the earlier than they do now, which is always after Labor Day because of a state law. He thinks that could try to get some more resources, more academic programming to students for a greater share of the year itself.
Now, school choice programs, Milwaukee in particular, was an early adopter of different types of voucher programs, charter schools. Do we have any sense of how the racial achievement gaps are doing in those schools?
Well, it would be helpful if we could get graduation rates for the private voucher schools in Milwaukee. That's something that lawmakers have not mandated, and it's something that, as the public and as a journalist, we can't get access to. Those are private high schools, and they're not required to, report their graduation rates. So we don't really know what's happening there. We don't know exactly how many students are shifting from private voucher schools into Milwaukee public schools at the high school level either, because that data, we can't get it from the private institutions. There's fewer charter high schools, in part because, their high schools are expensive to run. So most independent charter school operators that want to operate a public school are usually focusing on the younger grades, because the per pupil amount is more sufficient for younger student programming.
Talking to Aaron Richards, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. New national number is out on high school graduation rates. Good news overall, graduation rates nationwide going up. Minority graduation rates going up. Wisconsin, sixth best in graduation rates overall, but the biggest gap in the nation between white and black students on graduation rates has a lot of people all over the state trying to figure out why that is. Aaron, we focused on Milwaukee a lot. I know Dane County has had very high disparities, racial disparities, any way you want to slice it, economic, educational, things like that. What do we know about this disparity outside of Milwaukee?
I was doing some looking at the numbers the other day. Madison has gotten better. 5 years ago, I think they were still around 50% graduation rate for black students. That has gone up, I think, if I remember correctly, and you're testing me because I didn't memorize all these.
And I'm sorry, neither did I.
I think it's up to around maybe 57% now. Their white student graduation rate in Madison is quite high, so you're still going to see that kind of gap there. And, that's another point to sort of stress, is that part of the reason for the achievement gap in Wisconsin, and there's one in other states where white students perform quite well, is that in part, it's wide because white students score so high, and then when you have children of racial minorities scoring so low, you widen, this gap looks even bigger than it does in other states. The graduation rate has gone up a little bit for black students in some of our other large urban districts, but it's still not where it needs to be to make sure that, we're sort of closing that gap over time. And this has been a focus in the state for a number of years now.
Are people around the state, when you talk to policymakers, are they saying if only we could do what they're doing in any other state or urban area that seems to be successful? Are people trying to transplant successful solutions from elsewhere?
I wish there was more outrage. I think that it can, reporting on this subject is sometimes difficult because there's a lot of numbers and it can get very technical very quickly. But what we're really talking about is kids' lives here, and like what kind of diploma these kids are going to get, what kind of credentials going to allow them to be able to pursue meaningful work in their lives. And yesterday when I was looking at these scores, I had a hard time coming up with who, would give me an emotional response about this being a big deal. So, I'm not alone. A lot of other people care very deeply about this. But sometimes when you think, man, this is a big deal, we need to be talking about this, there just isn't the amount of outrage that you would really expect from, local politicians, state politicians.
Is part of the problem that there's a partisan response on an education issue like this? One side of the aisle knows that the solution is school choice and charter schools. The other side is more money for the schools, other solutions. Is that part of the problem, that this quickly becomes a political issue?
No, absolutely. I mean, there's been finger pointing here for decades. But, of course, the public schools in Milwaukee, they'll say, our resources have been diverted. We're funding, two significantly large sectors here. And that means a diversion of resources. The people on the independent charter and the voucher school side will say, look, kids deserve good options. The whole reason why our sector rose in the first place is because for many years, there weren't great options for a lot of low-income people living in the middle of Milwaukee. So there certainly is a lot of sort of, you know, a bunker down mentality. You know, you're seeing some more partnerships happen, I think, especially under MPS Superintendent Darian Driver. But to really move the needle on this, we're going to have to see more cooperation between some of these sectors, which is what people have been talking about for years. But it's when it comes down to action and actually having to work with people who you've sort of, you know, vowed to never cooperate with, that's, you know, where we see the real inertia.
So we're going to call her. Chris is with us in Elkhorn. Chris, hi.
Hey, you know, I think we should go to less agrarian calendar and more of a balanced calendar, sometimes called year-round education. I did a study when I was in college. Texas did this, and they narrowed their achievement gap by 18 points when they went to a balanced calendar.
Chris, thanks for that call. And you mentioned earlier, Aaron, the idea of maybe not that full year-round schooling, but starting school earlier to get rid of some of that summer learning loss. Is this something that people are talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad that caller brought that up, because there are a number of schools in Milwaukee that do have year-round programming on that balanced calendar. It's generally quite popular with parents. A lot of students, you know, seem to appreciate the support system that's in place for most of the year. I haven't done a direct crunch of scores to compare, you know, achievement or graduation rates at those schools versus the public ones. But it certainly has the support of a lot of parents. And there was a movement in Milwaukee not too long ago to try to, you know, get everybody on the same calendar. And there was a significant amount of pushback from the balanced calendar schools. And Darian Driver relented, and you know, that those schools stayed on that calendar. Could we see more high schools move that direction? I don't know. That would be, you know, that would be a big shift, but I think it's worth talking about.
And briefly, Aaron, you talked to one official who said, hey, let's look at ACT scores. Maybe some kids are graduating from some schools, not getting those high scores, though not prepared. ACT schools might be a better measure. Briefly, that versus graduation rates as a measure of success.
Right. So what you're addressing is the fact that you can have a high graduation rate if you have pretty easy standards in high school, and if you know, you have pretty easy credit recovery programs for kids who are far behind to kind of zip through, you know, to kind of earn a credential and move along. But we want that high school diploma to actually mean something. We want it to show that you've actually understood the content and have a basic understanding of core subjects to move forward in life. And so what the ACT can do, and we just got those new scores out today, so it'll take probably another day to dig into them deeply, but the ACT shows you how students are performing in science, in math, in writing, in English at the high school level at their junior year.
And we'll leave it there. That's Aaron Richards from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel looking at graduation rates here in Wisconsin. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time.